You don't have to force your body to be comfortable. In fact, body comfortable means accepting the condition of the body as it is. Through acceptance of the body and its condition, you may discover that you are not this body.
It's very simple to start working with body comfortable. By letting go of a tiny bit of tension, you are making your body a little more comfortable. You're going in the right direction. But your feelings are in turmoil, so you can't say you have body comfortable. You have unnecessary thoughts in your mind. Is that body comfortable? It isn't. The more you look, the more you see that the principle is endless. To be truly comfortable means to be what you are in reality, unified with the totality. The first thing we need in order to work with no judgment is to see that we judge everything all the time, without exception. Our mind automatically comments on everything we see. It associates every single thing with something else. We live inside this associative mind, so we don't connect to the reality of things. Seeing that we're always judgmental isn't enough, though. We have to see it so clearly that there is no doubt left that it is so. Then we can accept it. The more we can see and accept it, the more chance we have to discover something in us that can be non-judgmental. That part of us doesn't judge. It understands.
To be non-judgmental, drop comparison. Then there is acceptance and receptivity to a higher dimension of consciousness. The body is a living, dynamic phenomenon that is constantly changing, an energy system connected to all levels of existence.
The definite knowing that I have a body is not dependent on tension, physical sensation, or physical location. At first, these may be part of our experience. As our experience increases, it becomes freer and freer, until only the knowledge of there is a body remains. This knowing doesn't have a sense of separation, a line separating me from that which is outside of me. In fact, we are more connected to our surroundings. The knowledge of I have a body is the beginning of the knowledge that existence exists. When we have the definite taste of I have a body, or there is a body, there is no longer any need to emphasize one part of the body over any other part. That taste is a knowledge which is equally the property of every cell of the body. Every cell of the body is working together, and the knowledge of this unity is your consciousness. When you are connected to this knowledge, the energy you use to do any activity is continually replenished. Only when the knowledge of there is a body is present in us is it possible to have new uncrystallized postures and movements. These uncrystallized physical manifestations act to decrystallize our mind and feelings, so we can have new thoughts and feelings. When body, mind, and feelings are experienced simultaneously, we have a sense of presence. The mind is receptive and clear. The feelings are centered and free. The body has original, organic sensations and flexibility. These qualities should not be searched for or imagined. When they become present, they let us know. That knowing eventually becomes being knowledge. This harmonizing knowledge is the threshold that leads to freedom from what we think we are and moves us toward what we actually are, toward the knowledge of I exist. Although I exist has a particular taste, it excludes nothing and is a part of existence as a whole. It is the beginning of the profound understanding of the unity of all things that all religions and true science have as their aim. It is important to rely on your own experience with full acceptance, no matter how small your experience is. Receive it as a precious gift given by existence to help you become a unified presence, belonging to the whole. Let your small experiences remain treasures, gifts given to you. It isn't really necessary to talk about these experiences. because no matter how small they are, they announce themselves through their own emanation and radiation. Just enjoy being ordinary, and be grateful you're on the right track. The energy gained from these small moments can be used in your ordinary life to accomplish some of the things you've wished to do, things that have been put off through inertia and the tendency to postpone for later. In due time, these small accomplishments make us capable of bigger accomplishments, like losing our false sense of specialness and importance, and gaining an accurate posture of respect for oneself as a being participant on the earth. Once you register the fact there is a body, you will see that most of the time you are not connected to this knowledge. When you see that, you have to be grateful, because that knowledge is your aim. Seeing you don't have it means you can take the next step. Maybe that step is to experience the weight of your body, or to know you are breathing. At any given moment, your aim is something you can do, not something impossible. That way you can always take a step in the right direction. When we say Earth, we're not talking philosophically about the planet. We're talking about our Earth, our own body. When we're connected to the knowledge of there is a body, we are on the earth. Moment and Brahma are two words with the same meaning. When your aim is to be present, while your body is active, you are doing Brahma. You only need to wish to be present, and express your wish by taking a step in that direction. That's Brahma. Why is being present so important? Because to get the best out of anything in life, you have to give your best. And that is only possible when you are present. To be present means to know you exist. When you drop the past and future, you drop extra. Extra is everything that's not needed in this moment. Then there is a presence in the present. You can call that presence self, or reality, or God. And you belong to it. You are part of it. Brahma means connection to that. It's not dependent on the bodywork, but at the same time, the bodywork is an indispensable support in dropping extra. It's a vehicle that can bring you to the taste of I exist. When you exist, when you know it by taste, doing Brahma bodywork is sacred. Everything you do is sacred, because the emanation of what is in it. The present is the only reality. The only thing you can know for certain. When you are present, you have confidence in your true nature. You're connected to the bigger picture.
The universe functions according to the 9 principles of harmony. These principles are in you, not in the outer aspect of yourself, not in what you think you are, but in your actual self.
What does body comfortable mean? We have an approximate relative meaning for every word and idea in our lives. We measure what is comfortable against something that is uncomfortable, so we know it's relatively more comfortable. But the 9 principles are not rooted in the relative. They enter into the relative, but their root is in timelessness, in the absolute, in unity. Comfort is a dimension of consciousness, where everything is organized and working in harmony with our timeless nature. To be in that dimension of consciousness is to be truly comfortable. Of course, any degree of body comfortable is also of value, but now and then, it's good to remember that all the principles are timeless. You can never master them, but you can walk toward them. Each principle is like an endless mountain whose peak you can never reach. Yet while you are climbing it, you experience the peak. Every step toward the principle guides you toward becoming present. Being present also has degrees. The more present you become, the more you taste something in yourself that is not thoughts and not feelings. With increasing receptivity, you move closer to your timeless nature.